Just stop fiddle farting around and get to it.
This week on Isle Tunes, doing a deep dive with Haywire, world premieres from Molly Whuppie and 2 Hours Traffic, who are back after approximately 100,000 hours, and teaming up once again with the Immigrant and Refugee Services Association of PEI to bring you an interview with Colombian crooner Diana Delirio. Is ready, PEI. Let's get her done. How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the May 23rd, 2025 episode of the PEI Arts Award-nominated Isle Tunes. Hey, not to toot my own horn over here, because I can't play woodwinds anyway, not unless it's through a sampler library, and even then, but I've been getting off my couch a little more lately. Last weekend, I shilled for Isle Tunes a bit at Street Feast, and this past week, I attended the Lawrence Maxwell Musician Support Fund Songwriting Contest finals at the Trailside, and something I've been hearing quite a bit of is that there's just really no place for people to hear music made by island artists, except Isle Tunes. So if you're listening to this episode, then you are in just the right place to take in musical output from Born Here's and Come From Aways, from rock to fiddle to afrobeat to punk to electronic, and well, you name it, I play it here. So you need me to shut up and put on the friggin' music already, holy frig. And we'll do. But real quick, if you believe in this podcast and what it's trying to do, well, the onus is on me to pay the expenses associated with doing this. So if you want to help me cover the distribution service and promotion and stuff like that, there's a few ways. You can either donate the amount of your choice through PayPal, link in the description. You can become a subscriber on Patreon for $5 a month and get access to lots of island-only video content for your trouble, with lots more coming. That's on patreon.com/IsleTunes, and there's also Isle Tunes merch. You may have seen me about wearing my Isle Tunes t-shirt, snazzy. That stuff is on isletunes.creator-spring.com. Housekeeping done. Now, Madonna once said, and yes, it's in my DNA to quote the Queen, in regard to doing shows, well, I'll let her tell you.
When you start a show, you gotta come on strong, or you're not gonna hold them through the rest of the show. You gotta have a great beginning and a great middle and the best ending so that they don't forget you when they leave.
And I've always tried to hold to that, whether it's been in my books or the Ella Montgomery musical I wrote the lyrics for, and I try to apply that to each and every episode of Isle Tunes, so let's start with that great beginning. They formed in 1981, and winning Halifax's Q104 Homegrown Contest in 1984 paved the way for them to record a 5-song demo EP in 1985. By 1986, they'd signed with Attic Records, and before they disbanded in 1995, they had racked up 10 ECMA nominations, toured with Kim Mitchell, Helix, and Honeymoon Suite, and made a name for themselves across Canada that most artists from the island don't get to make. If you're thinking, oh, he's talking about Haywire, you'd be right. The combo of Paul McCausland, David Rashid, Marvin Burt, Ronnie Switzer, and Sean Kilbride put out 4 albums, not including a greatest hits package released without their approval. And while it would be easy to feature the biggies like Bad Boy or Dance Desire, which of course are kick-ass jams, I wanted to pan for some forgotten but equally shining nuggets. This is the closing track of their 1992 record Get Off, on which the quintessential Canadian group from the 80s updated their sound for the subsequent decade, and surprise, it's not a blazing rock screamer, it's a thoughtful ballad, and to me, that still counts as a great beginning. This is Isle Tunes, this is Haywire, and this is Love Needs a Hand, especially these days it does.
I tried to see why you cannot feel for me. It gives me a heartache. I'm tired and weak. It's the truth that we must seek back to the heart again.
Love needs a hand.
Your elementary school teacher could have sounded this mellow. That is Mike Stratton with his very latest song, Ignorance is Bliss, on IsleTunes. And no, I wasn't blowing smoke. Mike indeed was a teacher at Sherwood Elementary, though he was already recording music when he had just barely started high school himself. You also know him as one half of the duo Stratton and Case, and he's established himself as a jingle creator, doing up bite-sized advert tunes not only here and throughout the Maritimes, but in the States. Once Mike is commissioned, he will often take the given company name and tagline into his car with him and then drive around as a means of getting his creative juices flowing. Jingles will present themselves to him en route, and he'll record his ideas for him right then and there. So if you see Mike on the road and you think he's in a fugue state or something, don't worry. He's just jingling, and it ain't even Christmas. Now, if jingles don't do it for you, but fairy tales are your thing,
sometimes it just takes a fairy,
then you might know this one. It's from England, but it takes place in Scotland. Before Anne of Green Gables, there was the spunky heroine Molly Whuppie, and her story was finally written down in 1884 by Walter Gregor after it had been a spoken-only deal like forever. Little gruesome, Molly and her sisters get abandoned by their parents in the woods. Molly has to keep them all from getting killed by a giant who accidentally clobbers his own daughters to death, and she steals stuff from the giant at the behest of a king who promises her the hand of one of his sons, you know. As you do. You'd think grisly tales like that would traumatize kids, but most kiddos love them, and kids are who PEI's very own Molly Whuppie records for. She marries her warm, comforting voice with the children's songs she collects, and just today she's released the first single from her upcoming album, guaranteed to be filled with such tight tracks. This is an appeal to a certain celestial body that I'm sure a lot of you are making. Molly Whuppie gives us her brand new one, Mr. Sun, and it's shining down via this
Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me. Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, hiding behind the tree. These little children are asking you to please come out so we can play with you. Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me.
What if it's nighttime? Let's sing to the moon.
Oh, Mr. Moon, Moon, Mr. Silver Moon, please shine down on me. Oh, Mr. Moon, Moon, Mr. Silver Moon, hiding behind the tree. These little children are asking you to please come out so we can play with you. Mr. Moon, Moon, Mr. Silver Moon, please shine down on me.
Short but sweet. That was Molly Whuppie with her fresh out of the oven single, Mr. Sun, courtesy of IsleTunes. And she ain't done with you yet. Her next single is already on deck to come out next Friday, May 30th, and it's called The Potato Song, All I Have to Do Is Grow. Speaking of growing, I think I might know how the fictional Molly Whuppie got her name. 'Cause she whooped the giant's ass. Coming up, Liz Leo brings a goat to his game. 2 hours traffic moons you, and Diana Delirio talks about musically bridging the cultural gap between Colombia and PEI by way of URSA. If you didn't have before, then you wouldn't have now. So while it is truly advisable to not get stuck in the past, it's not healthy to completely ignore it in favor of the present either. That might be too deep for a music podcast, but it's representative because I search high and low to bring you island moments frozen in time thanks to the electronic archives kept up by islandnewspapers.ca. Come defrost some in This Week in PEI History. May 23rd, 1945. The Charlottetown Guardian told the story of how a Toronto woman's son, a flight lieutenant in World War II, had had to bail out of his plane the preceding May while flying over Nazi-occupied Belgium. The wounded Royal Canadian Air Force pilot was rescued by the underground in that country and taken in by a Monsieur Florent. Turns out another rescuee was Flight Officer Francis L. Perry of Tignish. Unfortunately, Monsieur Florent's home was eventually raided and both Perry and the pilot became prisoners of war in fascist Germany. And we know all this because the pilot's mom and the monsieur were pen pals. May 26, 1959. A full-page ad in the Charlottetown Guardian / the Evening Patriot announced the very grand opening of a Holman's Foodland grocery store. The 4-day event included different free edible gifts depending on the day, in particular oranges, coffee, and superior sausage. Only the additional giveaway of measuring cups kept me from wondering just what kind of grand opening this was. The only trip? The ad never gave the location of the store, only a photo, the dates, the prizes, and the hours of operation. So the assumption was everybody was supposed to know where to find this place? It's not the same Foodland that's over there on Walker Drive off the bypass, is it? May 29th, 1890. Prior to 1989, folks were able to get around the island by train, and this edition of the Daily Examiner printed a detailed schedule of when and where to catch trains heading out to and heading in from points east and west. How much faster was it to chug-chug-chug rather than horse and buggy it? The express train running through Charlottetown, Royalty Junction, North Wiltshire, Hunter River, Britannia, Emerald Junction, Freetown, Kensington, Summerside, Miscouche, Wellington, Port Hill, O'Leary, Bloomfield, Alberton, and terminating in Tignish took about 6 hours point to point, while the regular route was a 9-hour trip. Heading the other direction, your journey through Charlottetown, Royalty Junction, Bedford, Mount Stewart Junction, Morrell, St. Peter's, Bear River, Surrey, back to Mount Stewart Junction, Cardigan, and finally Georgetown clocked in at 2.5 hours for the express route, 3.5 for the regular. Interestingly, the schedule notes that all trains are run by Eastern Standard Time. The Atlantic time zone, which you know we chronologize under now, was established in 1884, but obviously PEI still wasn't using it by 1890. Wish I could find when it became a thing here.
What's up? It's Braden V, and you're listening to Isle Tunes, the podcast that plays nothing but music from Prince Edward Island artists.
Isle Tunes? F-bomb alert!
I break through with the sound like bum-bum-bum. I got you motherfuckers strapped under my thumb. You look at me and say, who the fuck is that bum? You underestimated me so much, you better get some of a lyrical ass kick. Cause me, I go bad shit. You better get blasted with this lyrical madness. It's tragic but magic, I'm good at Mr. Fantastic. A fanatic, everlasting rapper, ain't gonna mask it. I go through, you know prime or boo-hoo. Didn't mumble on SoundCloud, I rapped on YouTube. Now I'm ever rappers, I'm coming for you too. Here's one of Blue's Clues on a sign saying you lose. You don't know what to do, no effort when I be rapping it. Burst through like Johnny, like what the fuck be happening? My brain smashed into a bunch of little pieces. With demons, they got bats and they trying to get even. But I'm a summerside heathen, I be coughing and wheezing. I went fast than you, your bitch ass is beaten. These rappers are weeds in the garden, I'm weeding. I got goat DNA in the blood down on my semen. Cause I'm the goat in the game, yeah, the best to do it. Got a fortress now and you gotta get through it. Time flies in the game, constantly pursuing a way to prove y'all wrong with the career y'all ruin. But I'm the goat in the game, the best to do it. This rap game spit out,
after I chew it. Took me 7 years to get skill. I make y'all go stupid. Better step the fuck back. I'll explode and I'll lose it.
But I'ma do my thing. Yes, finally do me. Rap young and endorsed by the island. No G's. Alley Cat on the beat. Eric Brub and Speaks. And I go up for just the facts right after me. We got Fats, Tice, Capelo killing shit with ease. Just some of the names wet and inspired me to be the best in the scene. At least part of that group. And the greats, well, it ain't a big give me the loot. I'm sweet but tough, kinda like a Charleston Chew. Got an issue with my tunes, what you trying to do? Now I know your favorite rapper, man, what's up with that? Snow Goots follow me back, even got props and snack. Cause I'm the GOAT in the game, yeah, the best to do it. Got a fortress now, when you gotta get through it. Time flies in the game, constantly pursuing a way to prove y'all wrong with the career y'all ruined. But I'm the GOAT in the game, the best to do it. This rap game spit out after I chew it. Took me 7 years to get skill. I make y'all go stupid. Better step the fuck back. I'll explode and I'll lose it.
Sound like the people off Lion King.
Summerside native and rapper Liz Leo on Isletunes with his 2023 single G.O.A.T. in the game. The Liz first took the mic 7 years ago as a grade 11 student at Three Oaks High School, and it helped him overcome shyness and other kids picking on him, saying he'd never get anywhere. They changed their tune once they heard him spit rhymes, and that turning point performance quickly led to his being signed with a New York record label. Liz Leo is of course still putting out his own tracks, but further than that, he features on a lot of tracks from other rappers and hip-hop artists, and works with buku collaborators himself on his own raps. He has drawn inspo from Tupac Shakur and the Notorious B.I.G., and so fittingly calls himself an old-school artist with a new-school twist. Liz Leo's latest single is Acid Rain, which dropped last month. Brockton, where our next artist is from, is one of those little towns up west around that area where Highway 2 makes that final turn before the straightaway leading you into Tignish. Corey Gallant became musically active there in childhood, and in 1999 he made the jump to Tennessee to sing on a televised competition in Nashville. You might think there was quite the gap between that and Corey taking home both Music PEI's Entertainer of the Year and New Artist of the Year awards in 2020 following his album 2019's Welcome to My World and getting to share a stage with George Kanyon the year before that, but Corey already had a CD cut in 2001 in Nashville, and wouldn't you know, Isletunes has a track from it for you, because that's what I do for you guys. This is Corey Gallant from his Two Doors Swinging album, bringing you the country goodness of I'm Gonna Be There. Kick it, Corey.
Everybody wonders, nobody knows where love comes from, when it's gone, where it goes. I don't have the answers, no, but that's okay. I won't let those questions get in my way. I'm gonna be there. Standing in the light, smack dab in the middle of it all, when love comes down like a lightning strike. I'm gonna be there. I don't know when or where, when love comes looking for me, I'm gonna be there. When I'm finally take her love with a ready, willing, and able heart. I'm gonna hold on tight
light in the way between our ebb and flow. I know my shoulders shift to find a groove inside a slower tempo. We had to get around before we got it right, acting on.
Tunes brings you Brooke Miller and the title track from her 2016 EP, Impossible Story. You might find Brooke's story impossible, though absolutely true. The girl from Belfast started on guitar at age 10 and was writing by age 11, but she jumped around between other instruments too. Trombone and sax were two of them. When she grew up, she joined a punk band, which you'd never realize from the plaintive ballad you just heard. In 2003, her debut album Lending an Hourglass came out, and in 2005, she and legendary Island fingerstyle guitarist Don Ross got married. They've toured together all over, even to Europe and Asia. Brooke's influences range from Ricky Lee Jones and Bonnie Raitt to Annie DeFranco and Joni Mitchell. You could kind of hear all of them in Brooke's song there, couldn't you? Now these guys. First two formed a band in 2000, added two other members 2 years later. When they were all 19, they recorded a demo EP and handed it to Haligonian rocker Joel Plaskett when he performed in town. And the rest, as they say, well, yeah, history. 2 Hours Traffic hit with their first proper album in 2005, and what a run they had for the next 8 years, between their songs being on American TV shows and them playing at the Winter Olympics, damn. Liam Corcoran, Alec O'Hanley, Andrew McDonald, and Derek Ellis called it quits in 2013, and they could easily have left it there with a legacy that not many PEI bands get to touch. But surprise, their retirement was not to last. They are back today with their first release in 12 years. The only thing missing is Alec O'Hanley. We'll excuse him since he migrated to Always. Don't worry though, Nick Doniff is capably installed instead. I'm gonna play you an album cut outside of the singles that have already come out because I can. This is 2 Hours Traffic with Moon Baby, illuminated in the light of an
Wild world premiere.
Hours Traffic, making a grand return with the EP I Never See You Anymore, the name of which I forgot to mention, and a name that might well have been what their fans were thinking before it came out today. That's the track Moon Baby on Isletunes, and THT has actually had a busy 2025 so far. Not only have they made a comeback rarely seen on PEI, but they also contributed a track to last month's tribute album Songs from the Gang, a celebration of Joel Plaskett. Rather bringing the band full circle, since it was pushing that demo in Joel's face that started it all for him. Still to come, Oda Lakadi proves it's easy to grow roses. Noah Malcolm's latest song is a hallmark, and Diana Delirio tells us how her grandmother back home in Colombia inspired her latest song. When you go to a show here on PEI this time of year, you never know what kind of weather you're going to face, especially if it's an outdoor gig. You could be roasting in the sun, or soaked by the rain, or struggling to stand up in gusts of our notorious wind, or maybe all three during the same show. One thing you can count on is that the solo act or group you're going to hear is going to kick butt. So plan for the weather and plan your calendar accordingly with Gigs to Dig across Prince Edward Island. Saturday, May 24th, Brian J. Dunn is playing the Old Dublin Pub. Also on the 24th, Dave Woodside is at Peep's Key. Sunday, May 25th, it's the Songwriter Circle with Ben Cunder, Shane Pendergast, and Kinley at the Trailside Music Hall. On the 27th at the Trailside, it's La Funk. Looking into next week, May 30th, the Charlottetown Jazz Ensemble performs at Florence Simmons Hall. Also on the 30th, Fullerton's Marsh is at the Irish Cultural Center, and Brian J. Dunn is again at the Old Dublin Pub. June 1st, Stratford Community Choir's 25th anniversary concert with Kelly Mooney is at Spring Park United. Also on June 1st, Cherry Plaza with Mile End, Oak Drive, Piercing Damage, and Cut Deep, they're all at the Benevolent Irish Society, which I think is also the Irish Cultural Center. And rounding out June 1st, Daniel Romano's outfit with Uniboys and Pearly Gates are playing the Trailside. Don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m., hosted by the one and only Kinley.
Bonjour tout le monde, c'est Patricia Richard de Sirène et Matelot, et vous êtes à l'écoute de Isle Tunes.
C'était dans le temps qu'on avait 20 ans. Je vivais dans une cabane, pas loin de chez mes parents. J'avais une longue barbe. Je cultivais de la rhubarbe. Toi, t'avais des belles tresses. Une chatte qui s'appelait Princesse. Ton prénom c'est Marie-Rose, mais on t'appelait Easy Rose. T'en souviens-tu, Easy Rose?
T'en souviens-tu, ma Easy Rose?
Comme on voyait la vie en rose, Easy Rose. Rose. Easy Rose. On écoutait du reggae. Puis on se tenait avec une gang de gays. On faisait ben de la boucane. On buvait pas beaucoup de tisane. Tout enroulé dans mon tapis. On philosophait toute la nuit. J'avais écrit sur le mur comme ça pour rien.
Il fait chaud.
Ça pue. Puis on est bien. T'en souviens-tu, Easy Road?
T'en souviens-tu, ma Easy Road?
Quand on se lavait à la rose, Easy Road.
Ah,
t'en souviens-tu, Easy Road?
T'en souviens-tu, ma Easy Road?
La fois que t'as fait un overdose, Easy Road. Easy Road. On faisait l'amour la nuit comme le jour.
cautious comme ça au pif. Sans préservatif. Ah, que la vie était donc belle. Puis tu portais des jartelles. Puis un beau béret violet. Puis moi des caleçons à clapets. Souviens-tu, Easy Road?
T'en souviens-tu, ma Easy Road?
C'était le bon temps, je suppose, Easy Road. Mais un beau jour, ma Easy Road.
Mais un beau jour, ma Easy Road.
T'es parti avec un gars de...
Voyons là, Saint-Rose, ah.
Easy Road. Easy road, easy road, easy road.
From the giggling, and because my French is not great, I'm left wondering just how easy this rose is. What I do know is that you just heard Eau de l'Acadie on Isletunes from their self-titled 2005 album, and yes, that was Easy Rose. Though this Francophone septet's only other CD was their Christmas-themed collection Eau de Noël in 2010, they still stand as ambassadors of Acadian culture. The grouping of Isabelle Thériault, Monique Poirier, Louise Vautour, Christiane Gauguin, Patricia Richard, Nicolas Basque, and Francois Zemond got together specifically to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Acadia at the Cataquet Acadian Festival of 2004. They made it their mission to put modern slants on important Acadian songs, hence their cultural status. Adding to it was the fact that they put on over 800 shows, not just on the island and across the Maritimes, but they brought these musical customs to audiences as far away as Belgium, Sweden, and Africa. Noah Malcolm is a musician who is both self-taught and classically taught, and one who scores films in according to scoring with his personal vocal recordings, which he's been releasing since 2018. Earlier this month, he picked up his first ECMA for his song January, and earlier this week, he competed in the Lawrence Maxwell Musician Support Fund Songwriting Contest, as I mentioned I took in. Allison Blush took home the prize, but Noah gave this song its live debut on that stage, a tune that appears in the Hallmark Channel movie Hearts Around the Table, Kiki's Fourth Ingredient. I typically can't watch Hallmark movies because they're the same plot over and over with different locales and faces plugged in, but that Noah's music is getting that kind of exposure is quite the coup. Just released May 2nd, let Noah Malcolm tell you about This Kind of Love on Isletunes.
Every poem's been written, every song's been sung, that's tried to capture this kind of love. But this kind of magic, it comes from above. No, I ain't ever heard of this kind of love. This kind of love, like you, it's beautiful. This kind of love I do, 'cause you are more than enough. And even if I tried, I could have never dreamed of this kind of love. This kind of love, it's the summer Sundays and the winter walks, the silent mornings and the late night talks. When we built our plans, then you gave me your hand. Oh, how'd I ever end up with this kind of love? This kind of love, like you, it's beautiful. This kind of love, 'cause you are more than enough.
could have never dreamed of this kind of love. 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 It's beautiful.
Only Noah Malcolm could sing about this kind of love on Isletunes. You know, he and I are both members of the Rainbow Long Hair Brigade. That's what I call it anyway. I must ask him how he keeps his tresses so luxurious. One of the things that blew me away when I first started doing research and development for this podcast was the discovery that PEI's music scene is not only huge for such a geographically teeny island, but its diversity is off the charts. I mean, it's so easy to assume as a visitor or a newcomer that you're only going to get songs from white guys with fiddles or white guys with guitars here, and we got plenty of them, don't get me wrong, and they rock, but along with our population expanding to include folks from all over the world, so has our musical population expanded, and what a rich tapestry it's been weaving the last decade or so. Also bringing these artists into Island focus is our yearly Diversity Festival, organized by IRSA, the Immigrant and Refugee Services Association of PEI, and Isletunes has teamed up with them to be able to bring you chats with musicians living here who sonically add bits of their cultures to this great big provincial mixtape you hear here every week. Here's my chat with a lady already expert at putting her own spin on expected Latin sounds, and she's as insightful as she is talented. In partnership with IRSA, Isletunes presents to you Diana Delirio.
It's the last Friday of the month, and that means it's once again time to team up with IRSA, the Immigrant and Refugee Services Association of PEI, to shine the Isletunes spotlight on a musical artist who may not be from the island, but who has made the island their home and made the island better for it. For May, well, the U.S. has Madonna. Australia has Kylie, but PEI has its own one-named wonder, in this case, Diana Delirio, who takes the sounds of Latin music and combines it with electronica and art pop to create her own style. She's in the forefront of Spanish language music made on the island, and she's here to talk about her journey, live at the Charlottetown offices of IRSA, rather than the Isletunes Studios, otherwise known as my basement, like usual. Everyone, please give a warm PEI welcome to Diana Delirio, all one word, thank you very much. Diana, I'm so glad that you could come and have a chat with me.
Oh, nice to meet you, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Estoy muy agradecido.
Oh, my goodness. Gracias a ti.
I actually understood that.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I've looked it up, and your hometown of Boyaca in Colombia is about 2,900 kilometers from Charlottetown, and in a different hemisphere at that. So when did you come to Prince Edward Island, and what made you decide to move here?
Okay, so I came here almost 2 years ago, and I came here because of the music performance program in Holland College.
SOPA.
For SOPA, I came here because of that. And it is because SOPA program has like a pathway with Berkeley, which is a very prestigious university, like known worldwide and everything. I also don't want to live in the US, like for now. Yeah. So Canada was very interesting to me since I have memory. So that's why I decided. Yeah.
Nice. What did you think of the island when you first arrived? Was it much of an adjustment for you outside of the language?
Oh, for sure. It's like a totally different world in terms of like the architecture is different. The weather is different, for sure.
The weather, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. The way the culture is different too. And it is good to see that there are good people in everywhere. You know?
Yeah.
The feeling of trying to explain yourself in a different language, it was different, but for sure, it is a beautiful place. So it was like, oh my God, it's so nice in here. I wish they could understand how happy I am to be here. So, yeah.
It shows.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it shows. The PEI does have a growing Latin music community. Is that something you're surprised to see happening on the island?
Well, honestly, when I came here, I was very happy to learn about the styles outside my culture. In the SOPA program, they have like a very broad approximation to different styles of music. So I was very happy to learn as an outsider of, for example, I don't know, Celtic music or outside of country, outside of a lot of musical traditions that I don't know, but that I do see value in. So when I arrived here, I wasn't expecting like listen Latin music all the time, you know? But when I came here and I started looking at my peers, I saw a very good welcoming, not only for Latin culture, but for all the cultures. And I think that's very valuable because that helped me to not only see my culture from a respectful point of view, like representative in my songs, in the way I sing, the way I speak, the way I am, but also as a point of comparison from other cultures in the world, you know?
Absolutely. And I think as somebody from North America who lives here, you know, I think it's good for us to see other cultures and how they express themselves.
Yeah.
No, and not just be stuck in our way of thinking. Let's talk about your music. You've released several singles and of course your Quema la Casa EP. What inspired you to take the Latin sound that you grew up with and fuse it with something more experimental?
The first reason was because there's like a lot of respect from Latin music as something that it needs to be preserved. Like back in home, I had the privilege to work with bands or projects that their final goal was to preserve the Latin music as itself, you know? And I really appreciate that. But when it comes to my creativity, I can't deny that I am kind of globalized person, you know. I also have another reference that I am curious about. I want to experiment with that. I'm gonna make some fusion, and for sure the Latin roots are gonna be there because it's the music that I grew up with, is the music that I play with, is the music that I feel most comfortable with. But I'm going to try to approach to other styles and see how it goes.
I love the taking a tradition and then kind of giving it a different slant.
Yeah, 100%.
Putting your own stamp on it.
Oh, thank you. Well, having like own stamp, you as a person are the conclusion of a lot of things that is happening in your life. So when you say that I have my stamp, I really appreciate that because it means that I took all the reference that I got and I speak from my point of view.
Exactly. That's exactly what you've done. I am speaking with Diana Delirio here on iTunes. This week in partnership with the Immigrant and Refugee Services Association of PEI. Now, I understand that you're not only a solo artist, but you have a band, right? Who's in it? And have you recorded with them or do they just play with you on stage?
Okay. So in this moment, me as Diana Delirio is my singer-songwriter project. I am a musician. A session musician, and I have the privilege to work with different groups in the island. Having said that, I also have the privilege to play with a beautiful band that is, we call ourselves the Tropicale. This band is made by Maya Marquez on the bass, Nicolas Romero on guitars, Mark Harwallet on the percussion, and Matt Bridges on the drums. All of them are like really talented musicians that are also curious about making their own music and also to participate in other groups. Yeah. But right now we're gonna show our performance in the Diversity Fair. Are gonna be like the full band.
Oh yeah, and then that kind of leads to my next question. You were performing at Diversity.
Yes.
Are you doing the Charlottetown show or?
I'm doing the Charlottetown show.
Nice. That's June 22nd. Are you doing any of the other shows or just that one?
I don't know the exact number, but I'm doing more than one show.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. And for those who don't know, the Diversity Festival used to kind of just be in one place, but now they're kind of going on tour with seven different shows, starting in Charlottetown and then over different Sundays throughout the summer. They'll be going around the island, like they're going to O'Leary and Surrey and Kensington. And, you know, so it's sort of like Taylor Swift, only on PDI, right? They're PDI eras. You've worked with Maya Marquez, as you said.
Yes.
And you featured on one of Sam O's songs, I saw. Who would you like to work with that you haven't yet?
Oh my God, just Riom.
Mm-hmm.
They are amazing.
Yes, they are.
That will be crazy. I also work with Sidhu. The Umbrella Collective.
Yes.
But I would like to work with the Umbrella Collective as a collective.
Oh, that would be cool. Tamara, she wants to work with you, okay?
Hello, Tamara. Yeah, but you know what? I also know Tom Gammons from Ineco.
Yes.
Okay, so Celtic music and Latin music are like totally different words.
Just a little bit.
I don't know if we can work like something with the styles, but just I like to hear Tom play. That's all.
I bet there's a way to fuse Celtic and Latin together. In March, you released your song Junto a Mi, and I understand now that that's going to be the title track of your second EP. Now, when is that coming out? And can you tell us more about what I heard about how the EP is meant to explore the challenges of living between two cultures?
Oh, yes. Junto a Mi, the EP, is going to be released in August. This whole topic about being like living between two countries reflects on the music. So we have two tracks that are made for the real ones, for the originals, for my chosen family and my blood family, the ones that really helped me to be the person who I am. That's Junto a Mi and Felina, which is for my grandmother. Next, we're going to move to another stage of living in two cultures. That is the exposition to other music. So I'm going to release a tune called Azul with Sam O. And then I'm going to move to more ambient and experimental music. And those tracks reflect the way I'm integrating new elements. And then we're going to move to the happiness of being here. So there are more like celebratory music that says life can be challenging, but it's nice to be here. And yeah.
That sounds fun. It has the one unifying message, but in all these different kind of styles.
Yeah.
That can be fun.
I didn't plan this. I just start creating and say, okay, let's see what happens. And when I see my creations, I was surprised because I saw the line that connects all the dots. Mm-hmm. So I say, okay, we have an EP.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I decided to release.
That we ended up talking now is quite fateful because you do have a new song out Friday, as you mentioned, Felina.
Yes.
You said that was about your grandmother. What else would you like people to know about it? And what was your process in writing it?
I see the experience of my grandmother as the kind of something that other people can be related to, because I speak about how she take the life and work with what she had around, you know? She didn't have the perfect life, but for sure she knew how to navigate that experience. And that's the thing that I admire a lot of her. Second is that Felina, it's a fun name because it's the name of a chapter in Breaking Bad. Yes, really? Yes, yes, it is. It is. And when I say Felina, a lot of people in here in the island tell me, oh my God, like Breaking Bad. We're like,
Breaking Bad with Abuela.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
She'd be fun to party with. Dan, I am very much enjoyed talking to you. And here's to nothing but the best as you venture forward with the music career here and beyond. Que te vaya bien.
Muchas gracias. Thank you so much to Island Tunes for the people who are listening. And thank you for all the work you do for uplift the music community here in PA.
Thank you. Thank you. I certainly do try to do that. I also want to thank Hai Nguyen, the event coordinator for the Diversity Festival, for making this interview happen. Now, let's bring you Diana Delirio's brand new song, Felina, out today in Estreno Mundial de Isle Tunes.
Oh my God, we're going to release the song in Isle Tunes.
Yeah. And it is an Isle Tunes world premiere, baby. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Island world premiere.
Desde que nació y la llamaron felina. Ocho rayas en la espalda. Con el tiempo entendió que por solo ser felina mucho peso cargaría, mucho peso en la espalda, todo el peso de él. Cuidado a su gente salirse del pueblo, un borracho diciéndote amo. El poder sagrado de amar con las tripas y hacer maravillas contando centavos al alzar la frente, sacar las garras, sostener la vida. ¿Cómo así que una fe pagando por tener garras, pagando por tener garras, pagando por tener garras? Felina, haciendo
Gracias, abuela. That is the brand new one from Diana Delirio, Felina, which I kept saying is Ferlina in the interview. Lo siento, Diana. One thing I did get right in the interview is that there are going to be 7 diversity concerts across the island starting June 22nd and running through August 24th. And of course, as we get closer, I will let you know exactly where they are and who's playing at them. And who knows, you might just see me at one of them, or all of them. I would like to thank Abigail Chamberlain for subscribing to the Isletunes YouTube channel. It ain't nothing but a click, but every one of those helps make the show more visible on the platform via the YouTube algorithms or however the hell that works. It's also that easy to like Isletunes on Facebook and Instagram, where, by the by, I post links to where you can buy the music you hear from episode to episode. These artists aren't just putting out music from the goodness of their hearts, you know. There's a reason they call it show business. So do some business with them and make them smile. You can aid in the business aspect of Isletunes, as I pointed out at the beginning of this episode, by snagging some merch, subscribing on Patreon, and or donating through PayPal. Every little bit of revenue goes toward the running of this podcast, and every little bit is majorly appreciated. All links are in the description, however you happen to be listening. We started things out here with an Islanderism uttered by Trevor Lowell Clements, who heard my call for such phrases and sent me recordings of himself doing them. Why should he have all the fun? Surely you know a PEI catchphrase or two, so get them down digitally and send them to me by email at amj@isletunes.ca, or just do it as a voicemail after calling 902-807-4250. These sayings add a bit of island color around here, Nispa. As if the music itself doesn't do that. Oh, you can also get suggestions, requests, and comments to me through the aforementioned contact methods. Musical contribution to the Isletunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and yeah, holy frig, that wraps up episode 90. 90! How have there been 90 of these already? If you listen to them back to back to back to back to back, back to, well, I'm going to stop there. But that's essentially 4 days straight of island-only content. I mean, for real, where else are you going to hear that? Do this podcast a solid, put that PEI word-of-mouth power to good use, and spread news of this show around like it's the juiciest gossip you've ever heard. It ain't gossip, but it is juicy. You know what else is really hot right now? Democracy. You know, that thing that makes it possible for you to live your life the way you want to and not have it controlled by any one person who wants to dictate how that life should be. That's where they get dictator from, you know, outside of the obvious verbal similarity. That ain't woke, that's freedom, baby. And that's something I'm always going to make noise about. Next week, I'll bring you 10 more songs from island artists, the playlist of which I haven't fully formed yet. So while I'm doing that, y'all can give some thought to this applicable quote. Ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. Season 7.